Question 13 on section 4. This is our parallel reasoning, and what we're looking to do is find something that would parallel the original passage. Now, in the original passage, what we get is it's basically saying, yes, the chances of a mishap are small, but in the event that it does happen, the consequences are catastrophic. So, small chance, but a huge problem if it happens. And so it's saying, therefore, it would still be unwise. So we need something that's going to do the same thing, that says, even if it's not likely to happen, if the cost of it happening is huge, then it's still not worth it. And so now we look at our answer choices. A, many mountain climbers claim that their sport is safe because mishaps are rare. However, it's very risky, although the number of mishaps is small, so is the number of climbers, hence the chance is not as slim as it may seem. It's got the right kind of a conclusion, but not for the right reasons. It's saying, well, actually, the chances are higher than what you were thinking. B, eating a serving of vegetables once will not improve your health. It is nonetheless prudent to do so, for eating vegetables every day will make you much healthier over time. That's not really the same. We need something that's going to say it's unwise to do something, because in the event that it occurs, even though it will be rare, it will hurt a lot. Skydivers always use two parachutes, the main one and the auxiliary, thus the risk of fatal mishap is low. Nonetheless, it is foolish to skydive, for though the risk is small, the rewards are small. It's still saying don't do it, but again for a different reason. It's just saying not that the cost of failure is high, but rather the reward of success is low. The risk of injury when bungee jumping is low, nonetheless it's reckless to engage in it, for the injuries that would result in the case of an accident are so extreme it's not worth the risk. That's perfect. It's saying, yes, chance of mishap is small, but the problems that will ensue are huge, and so it's not worth doing. And then E, people complain about having to wear seatbelts because they believe the chances of traffic accidents are slim. This is true. On any given trip, it's unlikely. However, it's unwise to ride without it, for the effort it takes is minimal. That's not about the consequence being big. It's about the effort being small. And therefore, D does turn out to be our best response there.